Live 12 arrangement markers for smoky late night moods. Beginner drum and bass in arrangement view. All right, open up Ableton Live 12 and let's get you out of loop land. Today is all about arrangement markers, or locators, and how they become your roadmap for turning an 8 to 16 bar idea into a full, rolling, late night drum and bass arrangement. Think smoky club, 2 a.m. streetlights through fog but still punchy, still DJ friendly, still structured. By the end, you'll have a clean 230 to 315 arrangement template. Intro, build, drop 1, a smoky breakdown, build 2, drop 2 with variation and a mixable outro. And you'll be able to jump around your track like a producer, not scroll around like you're lost in a spreadsheet. Step 0, set the project up for DNB speed. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 172 to 176 zone is common, but 174 is a great center point. Now make sure you're in arrangement view, not session view. This lesson is about finishing, and set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, when you move things around or trigger playback jumps, everything stays locked to the grid and you don't accidentally audition half a beat early and think your drums are broken. One core mindset for drum and bass, 16 bar phrases. You can break rules later, but for now, let the genre's natural phrasing do the heavy lifting. Step 1. Add arrangement markers. This is your roadmap. Go up to the arrangement timeline ruler at the top. Right-click and choose Add Locator. Here's the important teacher tip. Don't leave them named locator 1 or drop. Name them like promises, not labels. A locator should tell you what changes right there. So create and rename these locators. 1. Intro. Atmos plus hats. 2. Intro. Drums tease. 3. Build. Riser plus snare. 4. Drop 1. 5. Mid. Strip to bass. 6. Break. Smoky space. 7. Build 2. 8. Drop 2. Variation. 9. Outro. DJ mix. Now place them on a clean 16 bar grid so the track feels intentional. Put intro at bar 1. Intro tease at bar 17. Build at bar 33. Drop 1 at bar 49. Midsection at bar 81. Break at bar 97. Build 2 at bar 113. Drop 2 at bar 129. Outro at bar 161. Even if your track ends up shorter or longer, this grid is a powerful starting template. It forces you to make decisions. And here's a big workflow win. Use these locators as a navigation instrument. Click between build and drop over and over while you make one small change, like the reverb cut, the one beat gap, the snare fill. That's how you get pro transitions fast. A slash B testing with intent. Step 2. Color code your markers so you can see the energy curve. Right click a locator and choose a color. The colors aren't about instruments, they're about intensity. Make drums heavy sections warm colors like orange or red. Make breakdowns cool colors like blue or purple. Make intros and outros neutral like gray. When you zoom out, your song should look like an energy map. If it's all the same color, that's usually a sign everything is the same intensity, which means nothing feels heavy. Step 3. Build the intro. Smoky, not empty. At bar 1, the goal is DJ friendly and textured, but not full bass pressure yet. You want the listener leaning in. Add an audio track with a texture. Vinyl noise, room tone, a pad, field recording, distant traffic, anything that says night. Drop an auto filter on it. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, so it's muffled and mysterious. Add a little resonance, around 10 to 20%. Just enough to feel like it's breathing. Now automate the filter cutoff slowly opening over 16 bars. Something like 400 Hz up to 2K. Not a huge sweep. Subtle. This is mood. Optional chain if you want the instant late night glue. Auto filter into echo. Set to 1/8 dotted with feedback around 15 to 25%. Then reverb with a 2 to 4 second decay and a low cut around 250 Hz so you're not fogging up the low end. And a very DNB specific intro trick. Keep the kick out for the first 8 to 16 bars, but let ghost hats and ride textures hint that the engine is warming up. Step 4. Intro drum tease. Make the listener lean in. At bar 17, bring in percussion, but keep it controlled. Closed hats in 8ths or 16ths. A light clap or snare shadow on beats 2 and 4, but quiet. You're not dropping yet, you're suggesting. If you're layering a break, high pass it with auto filter or EQ so it doesn't fight your sub later. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz is a good starting point. If you group your drums, drum bus can add density. Keep it modest. Drive around 2 to 6. Boom at 0 to 10. And honestly, go easy with boom in drum and bass unless you really know what it's doing. And remember, by bar 32, the tease should feel like it's clearly hitting somewhere. If it still feels like an ambient intro at bar 32, you're delaying the payoff too long. Step 5. The build. Tension, automation, and snare rise. At bar 33, you're setting up the drop. This is where we start making promises. Add a snare roll that gets denser, a noise riser, and reverb that ramps up but then cuts hard before the drop. A clean chain for the snare build. Your snare sample into saturator, drive 3 to 6 dB, then reverb with a 1.5 to 3 second decay. Now automate something obvious, but not messy. Reverb dry slash wet increasing toward the end, then a hard cut about quarter bar before the drop. That reverb cut is a classic tension snap. And give yourself a tiny suck out before the drop. Even one beat where the kick disappears, or the drums pull back, makes the drop hit feel twice as big without changing your levels. Step 6. Drop 1. Lock the groove and keep it rolling. At bar 49, everything lands. Full drum groove, sub bass, mid bass layer, and one hook element. 1. Not 5. Now organize the drop mentally into two parts. First 16 bars, statement. Clean groove, clear hook, establish the world. Second 16 bars, variation, fills, extra layer, small switch ups. This is where markers become a checklist. If you put drop 1 and nothing changes for 32 bars, it's going to feel like a loop. You want at least one planned switch moment. Even if you don't add a new locator right now, think like it's there. What changes at bar 65? For keeping things tight with stock devices. On the sub track, EQ 8, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz depending on the sound. If there's mud, cut a bit around 200 to 350. On the bass group, glue compressor with a 3 to 10 millisecond attack, release on auto, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. On the drum group, a limiter as safety, not loudness. Just shaving peaks, like 1 to 2 dB while you write. Smoky vibe tip. Don't make drop 1 too bright. Darkness isn't just lower volume, it's controlled brightness. Sometimes you keep the level steady, but reduce the air in the 8 to 12K range so it feels nocturnal. Step 7. The midsection. Subtract for contrast. At bar 81, you're not stopping. You're creating a smoke moment inside the groove. Remove one or two key elements. Often that's hats and one mid layer. Let the bass breathe. A super practical move. Automate utility on the hats down by 6 to 12 dB. Or mute hats for 4 bars. Then bring them back with a gentle filter sweep. This is the secret. Contrast is what makes the next section feel intentional. If everything is full power all the time, the track feels flat. Step 8. The break. Smoky space breakdown. At bar 97, we want release and atmosphere, but we don't want to kill momentum. Bring in pads or atmos. Stretch vocal chops and drench them. Dubby delays. And keep a faint rhythmic reference. A quiet shaker, a distant ghost snare, a rim every two beats with lots of room. Just enough to remind the listener, we're still at 174. A solid stock chain for that dark breakdown haze. Echo set to a quarter note or 1/8 dotted. Into reverb with a 4 to 7 second decay. Then auto filter moving slowly. If you want extra fog, sprinkle grain delay very low in the mix. Very low. This is seasoning, not the main dish. Teacher note. This is a great place to set up a shared fog layer return track. Create a return called FOG, reverb, with a long decay, low cut around 250 to 400, high cut maybe 6 to 10K. Then echo subtle. Then a saturator with soft clip on, drive 1 to 3 dB. Send tiny amounts from hats, vocals, stabs, and atmos. Then automate those send levels higher in breaks and builds, lower in drops. That's how you get a unified late night room without washing out your punch. Step 9. Build 2. Promise something heavier. At bar 113, don't just repeat the first build. Build 2 should imply an upgrade. Change the drum fill. Change the bass rhythm. Add a new stab or hook layer. One powerful trick here, a very gentle high-pass filter on the master just for the last two bars of the build. Start around 20 to 30 Hz, move it up to maybe 80 to 120 Hz, and then instantly return to normal at the downbeat of drop 2. Use it subtly. Drum and bass lives on sub-weight, so you're not trying to remove the low end completely. You're teasing the sub-return. Step 10. Drop 2 variation. Same vibe, new information. At bar 129. Keep the core groove so it still feels like the same track, but add evolution. Pick two or three variation moves, max. Swap or layer the snare slightly. Add a new offbeat ride pattern. Change the bass call and response every four bars. Bring in a high-pass jungle break layer just for the last 8 to 16 bars to add urgency. Or add one new hook element. If you want a live movement without chaos, try beat repeat very subtly on a break layer. interval 1 bar, chance 5 to 10%, grid 1/16, mix 5 to 15%. The goal is texture, not glitch. And here's a late night stereo strategies that feels bigger without adding sounds. Keep drop 1 slightly narrower and open drop 2 a bit. Sub stays mono. Pads and Atmos can widen. Utility width automation is perfect for that. Wider in breaks, tighter in drops. Step 11. The outro. DJ friendly and clean. At bar 161, remove elements gradually. First remove the hook, then pull back mids. Keep drums and a light texture for mixing. A practical outro move. On the bass group, fade the mids first with a Q8, dipping roughly 200 Hz to 2K, while keeping the sub for another 8 to 16 bars. Then pull the sub and leave hats and atmosphere to close. DJ logic. Give 16 to 32 bars of mixable rhythm. Your future self and every DJ will thank you. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. No phrase structure. Drop starting on weird bar numbers. If you do it, it must sound intentional. Otherwise, lock to 16 bar sections. 2. Markers named too vaguely. Drop 2 isn't a plan. Drop 2. Add ride. Add break layer. Bass pattern switch is a plan. 3. No contrast. Full power everywhere means nothing hits. 4. Breakdown kills momentum. Keep a faint rhythmic thread. 5. Over automation. A few strong moves beat 50 tiny ones. Now a 15-minute practice to make this real. Set tempo to 174. Create your locators, at least intro, build. Drop 1. Break, build 2. Drop 2. Outro. Take your best 8-bar loop and duplicate it into drop 1 and drop 2. For the intro, remove bass and kick. For the tees, add filtered hats. For the break, make a 16-bar atmosphere with echo and reverb. And commit to exactly one automation lane per section. Filter, reverb, mute, volume, or width. Then play the whole arrangement from start to finish without stopping. Don't tweak yet. Just listen and notice where you get bored or where the energy dips unintentionally. The fix usually lives at the locator closest to that moment, and usually it's one change, add, remove, space, or brightness. Final recap. Arrangement markers are your roadmap. They stop you from looping forever. Work in 16-bar phrases and label sections by function and vibe, not just drop. Smoky late-night moods come from controlled brightness, space, and contrast. And you can do a lot of this with stock devices. Auto filter, echo, reverb, EQ8. Drum bus, glue compressor. This audio version is shortened for playback.